About property taxes, Claire Kowalik at the Wichita Falls Times-Record News reported, Mayor Stephen Santillana said costs of goods and inflation did not remain the same, so adopting a rate to bring in the same amount as the previous year is not holding the line, but rather losing ground. Sadly, the Wichita Falls mayor is engaged in purposely misleading citizens with that statement. I know the new term for the effective rate is no new revenue rate, but that is misleading because it doesn't mean no new revenue to the taxing entity, the local government. It means no new revenue derived from the body of property that was taxed in the previous year. No matter what you call the effective tax rate, it means a rate in aggregate that does not pull in more revenue than the year before from existing taxpayers. It is not calculated to include property that had major improvements or new development. And on top of that, adopting the effective rate does not have anything to do with other tax and fee revenue streams. I was right when I feared calling the effective rate the no new revenue rate would give dishonest local officials just another way to mislead people and justify raising property taxes. The Wichita Falls mayor demonstrates that point exactly. And even if you think inflation justifies locals raising taxes, ask this. Why do they get an automatic increase in income when, in raising taxes, they're actually making you have less money to live on next year? I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.